You ready for another one of these?
Absolutely.
Oh, fuck it, let's start the show. I just want to let people know that when I play music, it often has to do with, like, something.
That's something that's going on, right?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, in this situation.
Yes. Jasmine, do you know what happened to me this week?
Let's listen for it.
Exactly. What
I'm not laughing. I'm not laughing at the fucking at what happened. I'm just laughing at, you know, it's just there's a song that actually pertains that verbiage.
There's a song for everything.
That's true. That's so, very true.
Well, I'll divulge what happened to me this weekend. Let me ask you who you are, and introduce yourself, and ask how your weekend was, sir.
All right, so I am Shane Timberlake. All right, I don't just say it to say it like that. That is my Instagram name. That's my government name. All that good stuff.
And, as it should be.
Yeah, I'm going to put my government out there. So somebody can't say, I know his real name, Shane Timberlake, and he has tattoos. It's all online. It's all online. You can't even lie about that shit. Now.
Now, how was your week?
Your turn. Oh,
shit. Jesus Christ.
I ain't give a fuck about my shit. Oh, my week? I did something, both of us did something pretty interesting a day apart. I don't do too much industry stuff, but...
Actually, this, it was on the same day.
It was on the same day?
Yeah.
Oh, you were just held hostage by the time I get home.
Yes.
You sent me a picture of your cup.
Yes.
So, I went to... Shout out to Alan. Shout out to, I think it's Naisha. Naisha, she does the talent management. Shout out to, I always mess up my name, yo, because my Spanish is terrible. Damn. Give me a second, yo. Lanier. Shout out to them, man. They always hit me up to be on a show called 8 at the Table. It's a YouTube-based show.
These guys.
Yeah, man. There was a dude named Guapo on there. Rico Hundo's mad cool. We kicked it. The stylist name is London. L-U-N-D-U-N, London. Like, everybody on that show. Shout out to the ladies. They were really, really cool. And I was around a bunch. These are people that are just doing shit in the city, like entrepreneurs, like they're running these shows, and they all link up at the 8 at the Table in the studios. A lot of weed around, man. A lot of weed, but it's cool. That's what people do, man. I'm the only one sitting here, like, what's going on? I was checking random emails and shit because I had shit to say.
But then he's checking your spam.
Checking my spam, erasing shit, unsubscribing from shit. But it was cool, man. We got to talk about a lot of wild topics, like. I don't know if you ever heard about voyeurism.
No.
So voyeurism is, and it's a no judgment zone. So I had to really
sounds sit, like here.
I had to really sit tight and be like, nah, I can't jump. So one lady was describing that she was in a voyeurism, and the dude Guapo like got like, hell no, what? And then he realized he was into it too. Now, don't quote me on this, but I think we're not even gonna use our phone. I'm just gonna from what I got from the show. Voyeurism is when you enjoy seeing your partner. I don't know if it's have complete sex, but. Start something with another female, like they're feeling on. Like if I had my shorty, and I'm like, you know what, I'm gonna help her live out some type of fantasy she may have. Like she starts making it out. This is weird to me. I'm not judging nobody, but I'm not gonna set up a voyeurism fucking thing for my shorty. Oh, you're gonna make out with Nate. You and Nate are gonna make out a little bit. Then I'm gonna get horny, and then I'm gonna kick Nate out the room, and then we get it popping. But in shorty's instance, they had infidelity in their relationship, so dude was like tripping off the voyeurism. Man, he cheated 10 years prior. So she set up some voyeurism shit. So he rightfully so didn't feel right that his boy set it up for him and she set it up. Two strippers from Magic City came through the room. Like, she wanted them to warm up the situation with dude, and dude couldn't get hard. Like, I'm not, you know, due to that. And for some reason, am I weird for this? Like, my shorty watching me trying to get a little crazy with two females, and I'm not like, damn, I just don't want to. I think that waters down the relationship, in my opinion. If you fucking around with other shit, I know it's if we're talking, we're gonna have some fun. But if you're my girl and we're in a situation, like a relationship, I ain't trying to get a little crazy. Let's get all the shit out the way during the talking stage, if there's such thing anymore. But that was basically it. Shout out to 8 at the Table, man. Shout out to Alan, Naisha, shout out to London, Rico Guapo. Everybody was really cool. My episode will be dropping on YouTube. You can look it up on Instagram, 8 at the Table, the number 8 at the Table, all one word, and YouTube. I don't know when my clip is dropping, but that's before I cut the curls and I wore fake prescription glasses to look cool and had a turtleneck with a chain and I was just looking all sorts of. Somebody like, look at Drake's cousin. That's the first thing they said. I said, Drake ain't got no curls, man. They just had jokes, light skin. Anybody throws you in the Drake pot? But all right, enough about me, man. So when you hit me up, I was just getting home, and you were not stuck somewhere because it was dope. But talk about your week, man.
All right, so I'll talk about the week and then the weekend. So Thursday, the artist Fresher, aka wait a minute.
Just because you brought his name up, I played that shit yesterday's class.
Yes.
Yeah. You heard it, right?
Yes, I did. He dropped a new music video, and it was like only for like industry people that, you know, matter. And I guess I mattered because I was in there.
He's with Monster, right?
Yes.
I noticed that even when he was on Love & Hip Hop, he was always sipping a can of Monster.
Yeah, in the music video, there's Monster ads all over the music video. And they actually gave us Monster Energy drinks to take home. So,
Did you have some?
I did.
Yo, can I try one, bro?
I drank it already.
I know what the fuck it is, but I'm just... This is a thing about energy.
No, it was good.
What kind of, like...
It was, like, fruity shit. Yeah, it was good.
He said fruity shit.
Yeah, it was good.
What'd you do, though? Like, tell the average person what they would get at, like, a cool-ass industry event.
Well, I used it for networking, because, ironically enough, one of the girls that I met does hookah. And then I kind of accidentally, on purpose, crashed her photo shoot.
Is she Dominican?
No, I don't know. I think she's black.
Okay. Cause
it's her and her friend. And then the girl actually also does a podcast with someone else.
Fine.
So we networked. We are working on... I'm actually going to start working on their merch soon. So
another gig. That's what's up.
Yeah, like I'm saying, like you go into these rooms, and I usually use it to network.
Yeah,
and promote myself. So
that's why I'm bringing you. If I decide to go this Thursday, I definitely want to bring you because you'll eat in there. Bro, you'll probably be at the table.
I guess I'll be eating at the table while you guys are already eating.
They had a buffet there.
Yeah, but I'm on a challenge, so there's not really much I can eat.
That's true, and I didn't eat the food last time. So even though it was delicious, I was just, you know, when you're new somewhere, you kind of like just chill.
Oh nah.
See, when I'm new somewhere, I got to study the room. That comes with me from doing like being a bouncer and studying the crowd from the outside. I use that in life too. I'm brand new. They're like, "Yo, are you scared to talk?" I said, "Yo, I'm brand new. Y'all are telling each other to shut up and cut each other off. I'm new, so if you tell me to shut up, I'm gonna take it some certain way. So just let me get to know everybody, so I know that this shut up is harmless."
Yeah, I'm in that same way. But when it comes to food or moving or walking and talking, like, I just technically don't like people. So once you approach me, it's like a conversation can be had.
Yeah.
But then, like, people don't realize that I'm super sarcastic and dry.
You are very fucking...
So it's like people come to me like, is he like
if
a
Seinfeld
dick?
Seinfeld was a personality, you have that trait.
Yes.
The Seinfeld.
Yes. But after like maybe 10 minutes, they realize that, you know, I'm just naturally funny.
100%. There's always something... Every 3 seconds I said that's mad funny. There's some stuff you'll say and walk away, and then when I walk away, I realize what the fuck you said. And I'm like, yo, that was actually funny as shit.
Yeah, that was another thing. And so that was Thursday. And then Friday, we were scoping out this location that we're actually going to be using April 23rd.
Yeah, Alphaversary?
Yes. I will cordially invite every single one of the listeners to this event that I will be working at the merch table.
So all five of y'all better fucking come.
All three, and wear the no cosign shirts.
Yes.
That are all stained and
just five of them
with sweat stains and all that other shit.
I have a knapsack full of freshies.
Yes. Because you keep not sending the ones to Cali.
Are we bringing some?
We should bring some at the merch table that I'm working.
Alright.
Just hijack it, yeah. It'll be the no cosign versary.
Scumbag.
Yeah, but I was at this event on Friday, and then we were eating ice cream. I was enjoying my last weekend because of this challenge, so I was eating like a whole bunch tub of ice cream that was free, complimentary. And
I saw the fucking picture. I was jealous, man.
Yeah, it was good.
Fuck.
Yeah, so we did that, and then we went to another location because they was doing a pop-up there, and then I got home at like around 3 a.m. on Friday or Saturday morning, and it was a good night. I was on a high, you know. It was good feeling of just...
Was it natural or medically?
No, natural, like the fact of being outside networking,
yeah,
doing what I do. Yeah. It felt like pre-COVID again.
Good. That's and one then, of the words you use when you hit me too, bro. Nobody gives a fuck. It's like freak over there.
Yes. Oh, it was disgusting on Thursday. It was shoulder to shoulder. Shit. So I wake up Saturday morning. I'm getting ready to do my radio show that you can listen to every Saturday from 12 to 2. That's what you call a shameless plug here in the industry.
What's the name of Tappin' Radio?
Oh, Tappin' Radio. Yeah, download the radio.net app and look up Tappin' Radio. And if you like to hear the shit I say here, you should hear the shit I say there. Anyway, so I'm getting ready to go into my vehicle to, you know, get ready to go to work. And I'm walking to my car. And I get in the car. I'm like, it's kind of cold in here.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm trying not to laugh to be like a dickhead, but the way you're describing it.
Yeah, it was kind of cold. It was, you know, it was hot, but like you get in there, like you feel a little breeze. I was like, I felt like the window was down, and then lo and behold, it was. Matter of fact, it was busted. Fuck. The same fucking window. This is the fourth time this has happened in 12 months.
That fucking window has a stigma to it.
And a door. They ripped the latch off again. And you know what's the funny thing? They didn't even steal anything.
What they wanted to do, just rummage shit?
They took all of my paperwork from my glove and just made like... It's like LeBron James did this.
Oh, and he sprinkled it up in the air?
Yeah, it's like paperwork all over the floor.
Probably some young dickhead ass YouTubers that try to do dumb shit on... We're gonna fuck with people's cars tonight.
Yeah,
episode
man.
One. Like, yo, what the fuck?
No, it's episode 4, because this is the fucking fourth time this shit happened.
I'm going to tell you something that I want to do. I might do it one day. We can plan it. I'm going to park, because my car's been, you know, they walk around, they pull handles. So I've had headphones stolen. I'm into vintage. I had a vintage fucking BlackBerry Passport. Them fiends are probably, what the fuck is this? This isn't an iPhone. But it was a dope-ass BlackBerry. I still want it. But whatever, right? So what I want to do one day is leave all my doors unlocked. I want to hide in the back fucking seat. And I want to smash somebody's fucking jaw off their
tall.
Face. No, I got a mid-sized truck. I'll make that shit fucking work. I'm gonna sit there. I'm gonna have snacks. I'm gonna have YouTube. And I can't put on a YouTube video because they're gonna see the light. And I want all the doors to be open. And I want them to fucking tug it. And as soon as they tug it, I kick the door open, and I beat the shit out of them. And I make them cry on Instagram Live, and apologize for everything that they've stolen.
I don't want to spend another day a night in the car, as I slept in my car for a year.
I remember that. You told me about that.
Yes.
Well,
so,
well, for research purposes and maybe our first live episode, would you help me with this?
Oh, absolutely. I will kick this person.
Yo, you
like they did it to my car.
A long ass new Channel 12 camera, and I'm beating the shit.
Yes, but we're on Channel 1 because we're poor.
Channel 1. We're functionally broke.
Yes.
That means
we are functionally
broke, but we can't buy the prime rib.
Yes. I don't eat rib anyway.
You know, it's a
figure. I know. It's me.
My Virginia Slims. I just want to start exposing thieves. Thieves and liars. My pops always taught me I was raised. Thieves and liars are the same.
There's no honor amongst thieves.
Hell no. I will slap the shit out of a thief open hand.
Yeah, so now they were supposed to fix my window today, but of course they don't have any windows for my old ass jalopy of a car. So
nah, you got the policeman special, boy.
Yeah. That's probably why they bust the window on my car. They're like, fuck 12.
Fuck 12.
They see like two no cosign podcast t-shirts. They're like, oh shit. I'm mad they didn't even fucking steal a shirt.
I'm pretty mad at that too.
Like, subscribe, you fucking fiend.
We should have got subscribed, though. We should have put the details on the t-shirt.
Yeah.
Next one, fuck it.
Fuck, cocksucker.
I'm just so it on this.
Piece of shit. I hope that the person that busts the window on my car, like, shits on themselves.
That's, you know, when I got my shit, when me and Jay had our shit stolen in Texas, I'm like, these fucking idiots are going to have a lot of F45 t-shirts. They don't know what the fuck it is. But they do have some fly-ass Vapor Maxes, though. I had two pair of Vapor Max in there. I'm going to tell you, when I told my mother, she was like, in my fucking suitcase, too, huh? My fucking suitcase. I could have been like, Ma, I got stabbed and they robbed me. And they took my fucking suitcase too, huh?
You know, it's funny. When I had the Beamer that caught on fire, I had Panama's jacket in the car. He does not care about my well-being. He does not care about my car.
In my fucking jacket.
Yes. His chaquetes.
Yo, when you said that, I don't know if you ever saw, this is totally off topic, and this is the reason why this podcast is about nothing. There was a movie I saw with some kids. I need to think of the movie. If anybody could tell me, his name was Beamer.
Uh-huh.
Beamer something. I'm sorry. My inside voice and the outside, ignore me. But yeah, so speaking of people who just don't like, yo, my shit.
Yeah.
Like, I got stabbed and beat up in Texas. I didn't. But Jason's funny as hell. Yo, they pulled out the ratchet on you, bro? They pulled the ratty on? I'm like, no, bro. We weren't in the car when he stole it. But then my mother was like, my fucking suitcase, huh? But for her birthday, she don't listen to the podcast, so she won't hear this. I'm gonna get a nice Samsonite. You know what I mean?
Is that what she had stolen?
Yeah. No, but it's going to be a little bit better. I'm going to upgrade her luggage. I wish I could give her a plane ticket with it, which I... Next time, because she don't want to travel, but... A nice little suitcase and a pair of Birkenstocks.
Nah, the real ones?
Yeah. That's mom.
Birkies are good. I can't get you a Birken bag, but I could get you some Birkenstocks.
I'll take them. You get this kind of Birkenstocks?
I don't.
I'm going to get a nice pair of suede Birkenstocks.
I want a pair of Birks.
I think I'm going to do... They have.
You should get her Birks and buy her a plane ticket to Turks.
Birks and Turks? Mm-hmm. And there goes my car payment.
Yes. Functionally broke. Functionally that might broke. Be the name of the episode.
Functionally broke. This life in general.
I know what the cover art will be. I'm going to take a picture of what my car looks like right now.
That's a good color.
Yes.
Functionally broke is actually a life term if you think about it. Because shit is just broken all over the place, but we still function amongst it. T-shirts.
T-shirts never. Coming soon.
Is it coming never?
Yeah.
All right, so...
What do you want to start? Because we just wasted 16 minutes of people's lives.
No, that was... No, I don't know. You know what? Maybe your situation made... Somebody ran out of some fucking cereal for their milk and started stressing somebody. And your situation is letting them know how much that's a bullshit-ass situation.
Yes.
And they're going to be okay.
Hopefully. Hopefully they're still tuning in. Yes,
please. Now, let's get into... we posted a question that I got from my homegirl Lola, who also does a podcast. I said, that's a good ass question.
Well,
I
don't what think podcast she... is it? Let's give people credit.
I don't know.
Let's norm. Oh, you don't know her name.
I don't know the name of the podcast yet.
Does she have an at name on Instagram?
I don't know.
We tried. Lola, I tried. I'm trying to normalize giving people credit, but fuck it. Yeah, Lola, thank you for the question.
She's talented as fuck. She can sing. Got an album coming out this summer. So be on the lookout for that. But we were speaking and she gave me a good topic. And caught a little fire on your Instagram, right? On Instagram.
Yeah.
So what was the question again?
Let me repeat the question.
Why are people afraid of commitment or something like that? What are the top reasons people are afraid to commit?
That is exactly the question. Did you even put this on your page?
Mm-mm.
No. So I have all the answers.
Oh, no, I got some real life ones.
Okay. So start with your real life ones.
Sarah Lee!
Producer Sarah, how are you?
Wait, let's start with...
Yeah, she told me, but then I told you I was going to forget.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to. What is it?
Really quick, what are some top reasons why you think people are afraid of commitment?
I'll give a woman's view.
Okay.
Okay. As a professional woman, I'm afraid that I will lose my own sense of who I am. Because we're natural caregivers.
Yes.
Right? So we take on all your shit and we make it our shit.
I've seen that several times.
Yeah, so we're natural care. So I would lose myself in a relationship.
Yo, that's nuts that you say that. That's real shit.
That's why I'm dating someone who doesn't have shit. That's not my shit.
Oh, but
I won't take on his shit.
Oh, but he has his own shit.
But we can't talk about that shit. That's
some bad shit.
Shit, shit, shit,
shit, shit, shit, shit, shit, shit.
That's different kind of shit.
Yeah.
But he protects me from that.
That's important that you can kind of put up that barrier. Like, say for instance, when I get involved with a female and they don't have a daughter, they're like, yo, the first thing I kind of tell them is like, yo, first thing I got to know is I have a child because that's number one. But second, I let them know there's not a speck of drama.
Right.
Because you would never know. Yeah.
Right.
There never is.
Right.
But even if there was, you will never be a part of that.
Well, so that was mine. It was that when you get married and all that stuff, like people say, you become one. But in reality, you're still yourself. And if you lose yourself in that other person, you kind of start resenting them.
Have you ever seen that in even with the industry you work in, the fitness industry, mm-hmm. a lot of people get into these relationships and they totally disregard their mental and physical health to make sure someone else is better.
Absolutely.
And then when they break up, it becomes a revenge body thing. I fucking hate it. Because now they'll take any pill in the bag any oxy, whatever the fuck, to get shredded, and I want to make them jealous and look good. So now you end up just off your brain, right? You're off of your shit mentally because you want them. You're still worried about them in all actuality.
Right.
Because you're revenge bodying for them.
Right.
So our biggest thing in the industry is like, yo, the first thing you do when you walk in this door is, this is for you.
This is for you.
This is for you.
Well, that and anything you do should be for you. Because that's the one thing that Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith, I think, have correct, is that they go out and they make themselves happy, and then they come back to each other. Now, if they have an open, people are going to say, oh, if they have an open relationship, listen, that's on them. That's what they decided to do. That's what they decided to do. But you cannot make someone else happy. And if you're constantly trying to make other people happy, you're going to make yourself miserable.
Yeah, because it's like you're almost sucking the life out of yourself and breathing it into somebody else. Correct. The right partner will let you know. The right partner will recognize that, and you guys meet in the middle. So your powers and your energy will be combined.
Do you know how many times people get into relationships and they just text message each other all day long? And what the hell are they talking about?
It's a good point.
What?
And put it like this, is like, if we're texting and talking all day and we finally get home, I know what you did.
Yeah, I don't want to talk to
you. You took a step. You ate a piece of salad, you fucking...
Right. Fuck. Girls manifest these fake relationships. And I'm sorry, girls, whoever's listening, but we do. We're obsessed with the Cinderella story. Yeah. We're obsessed with that, but it's not real. So we kind of put you guys on this pedestal that you can't even maintain that. It's not possible.
Have you ever seen females that get these unrealistic expectations on every man and they're not holding up their end of the bargain?
That's almost every
man. Men have to have this, have to have that, have to have that. What do you do, twerk?
Go get
your... twerk? Like, a lot of these females, like, I can dance, I look good.
Yeah, a lot of girls are asking, like, these guys, oh, get my nails done. Bitch, go get your own nails done.
I believe get your own
hair done.
I believe when it comes to, like, say, for instance, if you're interested in a bag... Eventually, I'm gonna study my queen and I'm gonna get it a bag. But say for instance, like, you get a bag, right?
What is a bag?
Like a Birkin bag.
Or a regular bag.
Yourself.
Okay.
Like, you know, a woman that comes up to you, I think if you don't ask, you deserve it. I like this bag and you should get it for me.
Well, no, I don't think that you deserve anything. You get someone something because you want them to have it.
Study your queen. Right. If I know that you like this bag. You're a hardworking woman. You're doing your thing. We take care of each other. It's a key. Each other. It's not one or the other. And I'm like, yo, you know what? There's that bag.
But there are a lot of good women out there, but they have been scorned so badly that they overcompensate, right? So they also overcompensate and they try too hard, and then they put the fake expectation on you that because you haven't been scorned badly, that you should be treating them the same way they're treating you, but you're just overcompensating. Just be yourself.
A direct thing of being scorned is me being the rebound piece.
Oh, Lord.
Hey. You're fine. That's hilarious.
Can you hear those books, though?
Are these fresh composition books?
They are. They were $1 across the street.
So me, really quick, business talk. Me, Cameron, and Kat are going to redesign everything on the app. Well, I'll tell you in a minute.
What app?
Not an app. It's not an app. In the notebook, the measurements and stuff.
Oh, okay. No, I have the template. I'm going to email that to you guys.
Perfect. And we're gonna get together and we'll fix it. Okay. See, you guys got business and relationship advice in one.
Yes, business advice.
All right, Ash.
Oh, yeah. I'm here.
I'm going to hear what someone has. I want to hear the ashes and what girls say.
Oh, yeah. Check this out. What people
say. I was going to read some of these. Let's see what people said. Fuck. I got to go through the... God damn it. No. I'm really bad at this. Talk to the people while I look for this shit.
Hey, so he's going through this shit right now. So what I want to actually... bring to, like I said, this topic was brought up to me because people, females that I have conversations with, they think I lack the commitment factor or I'm afraid of commitment. And then one female actually said, you make time for what you want to make time for. And I said, what if you want to make time for it, but right now is not the right time to make time for it? She's like, you always find a loophole. I said, it's not a loophole because I do want to spend time, right? But I got, if you respect me and my time, I want to, but let me take care of this first so I can give you undivided time.
Undivided attention.
Yeah.
I'll read some of these. Right. One person said, this generation is full of degenerates influenced by social media lifestyles.
Whose auntie put that up? Oh, we definitely gotta have Karen talking to this too, but whose auntie answered that?
Degenerates. I don't know. This person said responsibility, accountability, emotionally unavailable. We have another person. Tell us why.
I agree. Okay, well, my reason is because you're not going to put your all into someone that's just going to turn out to play you.
Wow, you know? You're scorned.
Yeah.
I'm traumatized. Real quick. All right, so you're traumatized. So what was the question off rip is, what are one of the top reasons people have commitment issues? So yours is, you feel like you're going to put time into somebody that's going to play you. Mm-hmm. So you need to, in my opinion, I am no relationship doctor, but you need to cut that time in half. All right?
Is that really a commitment issue? Are you saying that if you find the right person, that you will not commit to that person? Because that's a commitment issue.
It's getting interesting.
Oh, my God. Okay, if that's the right person, then I guess I could risk it, but that's a risk.
But how do you know? See, the whole thing is like, you find out whether they're right or wrong so deep into this shit. That whole love at first sight bullshit and you're the right one. Fuck out of here. Infatuation.
This is why, you know, I'm single.
Yo, she put herself out there. My name's Pam.
Fellas.
Fellas.
I need to find a Val Venus version.
A WAP lady.
Yeah.
Some WAP shit. So this is good that you guys, this is a good topic.
Yeah.
That you guys spoke. I love when you guys come through, by the way.
Oh, we love being on the air.
I love coming through this building as well. I'm going to take myself and I'm leaving.
Yeah,
I'm going to leave. I'm going. Don't tell anybody. I'm not taking a short day.
It's encrusted in radio.
We'll edit that out.
You deserve it. And Karen, you got to finish the she's sending us the template and we'll take care of it.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to
by Friday. We can take as long as you want, but I'd rather just get it over with. Yeah.
Should I take the book home?
Yeah.
But at the same time, I could just take pictures of it.
Yeah, take or just take the book so you don't have to like rush. Okay. Let me know if you want me to take the book home. This is hilarious.
If I'm being honest with you,
yeah.
I don't think I'll if I do take it home, I don't think I'll put any use to it.
Don't take it home.
So yeah.
All right, tomorrow we're taking pictures of the book. We're talking about the challenge we're doing, y'all, by the way.
Yes. Day 2 of the 45.
Yes.
Oh yeah, I was sick to see me.
Don't worry, soon. Soon come. I got a ring light now, so I'm doing extra lights and shit.
Hey,
we should put the podcast up on OnlyFans.
Oh my God. Hey, Fat Joe and DJ Khaled have an OnlyFans and people pay for inspiration.
Pay for inspiration?
Yeah, listen, well, that's another topic we're talking about. It ain't about all being new. I know a girl that just greases up her body and works out and people watch things jiggle. I didn't subscribe. She said that's what it is.
Huh.
She's smart.
No, so, I was just thinking about it.
Yeah.
Yo, we can have cut-off sleeve, no cosign shirts with, like, occasional nip slips. $5 a month, subscribe.
Whose nips are slipping?
They're both slipping. Both nips out.
Oh, my God, guys, can you guys give me a free car wash? And, like, I could record you guys. What? You guys give me a free car wash.
With the no cosign shirts?
Do I have to...
Hell yeah.
So, can I get a car wash? Well, I only have three windows.
Oh, man. All right.
It was nice being here.
Karen, have an amazing day.
Gotta go to work. Bye. Have a great day.
See you later.
Let me read some more of these answers. Hate having to be vulnerable.
You don't want to be vulnerable, huh?
Nah. One more. Hoe phase.
Oh. Are they in the hoe phase?
I don't know. I'm assuming that they don't want to be committed because they're in their hoe phase.
Was that a female that said that?
I think that was a male.
Oh, man. Yes, it was. It's always more interesting when a female's blunt like that.
Oh, I had a blunt situation.
I wonder why the fuck I'm be a hoe
this weekend as well.
Remember, I told you about my whole face.
I'm teetering. No, so, I'm not in my whole face. I'm too lazy for whole face.
After your whole face, you will not sleep around. You will not sleep with the person that you think is the one for you.
I'm teetering. I don't even want to be a hoe, man. It takes too much work. Like, shit.
You know that?
Can you be a part-time hoe?
No, man. I'll be looked at as a hoe if I'm conversing with a few ladies at the same time, but I'm not. I'm not even lying. This is no coach. I can tell the absolute truth. I am boring right now, bro. I just want to get shit done. Like,
how boring are you? Because I can outboring you.
You're outboring me?
Yeah.
Bro, we just said two interesting things over the weekend. You do that way more than me.
No, but I'm talking about in situations of like...
You're hilarious. I'll outbore you.
Yeah.
How about I shut windows myself?
I'm Bora Bora.
Bora, oh my God. You were holding that. You were like...
I was.
So, I mean...
How boring are you? Because you'd rather have sleep over sex.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I love when it's like... No, I love morning sex.
You love sleep more than sex?
Morning sex is fire.
Oh, morning sex is fire.
I'm into like... You know, rolling over or something. You know what I mean?
Morning breath and everything.
Don't breathe. I mean, it happens, but it ain't like we have respect for each other. I'm like, good morning.
Like, great morning.
Good morning. Oh, damn, don't bite me in the ass. That's my slogan. Can I get a great morning? So, yo, I like that whole. My whole thing is waking up, you know, butt ass naked. And I would love to add this to my repertoire, a little mimosas. A nice ass naked breakfast. I just want my basketball shorts and no shirt. I'm that guy. Slides, basketball shorts, no shirt. We just had some amazing morning intercourse. That's my thing. Morning intercourse is healthy. It's like a cup of coffee in the morning. Get you going. And the rest of your day, you got a little pep in your step. Like, yeah. Who's that? Oh, that's Milford.
Oh, now you got to pick up the phone.
That's not a real number.
Nah.
It's not real.
That doesn't matter. What's the rule? What's the rule? I don't care.
What if I never...
I don't care.
Hello.
I am an artificial intelligent notification bot. The purpose of this call is to make you aware that as a U.S. resident, you are now able to take advantage of alternative federal student loan repayment options.
All right, I already got that figured out, baby.
Thanks to Biden.
Hello. He kept it real, though. Hello, I am artificial intelligence. Usually they'd be like, hello.
And then he goes, this episode has gone off the rails. We had a little bit of everything.
I know. All right, so... We're gonna describe our perfect. After this, we're gonna go right back into that question, right?
Okay. Yeah.
So I'm gonna describe my perfect morning. You know, it's a wake up butt naked. You know what I mean? Do your thing. Wake up, brush teeth, beautiful breakfast, some mimosas, and right there, my New York Knicks basketball shorts is waiting for me in a pair of slides, and we just eat breakfast mad slow, and then we go back to bed, and we do it again.
That is a Shane Timberlake morning.
Yo, with the oh my God. Sweating thinking about it. Ladies, if you could provide that perfect morning.
See, I ain't doing all that.
What you doing, man?
I just want to wake up to head.
Oh, God. I mean, that's part of intercourse.
No, that's it. There's nothing after that.
You don't want the mimosa? You don't want to chill? No. You don't want no cartoons on in the background?
No. Fuck, I can't get head to fucking Saturday morning cartoons. What the fuck?
That's like having a nice fat bowl of cereal on some Saturday morning cartoon. Man, that's my dream. That's fire. Try it.
My house is a mess.
Clean the shit, man. You know what? The cleaning company for the job sent them over to the crib. That is shit gorgeous. They even build an extra floor for you. I got a wing now. Fucking wing. But yo, if y'all, I want to actually put that as the next question. What's your perfect Saturday or Sunday morning? You know what I'm saying? Cartoons and cereal, sex and cartoons, mimosas and sex. You know what I mean? Morning, sex is healthy. I looked it up.
How healthy is it?
Keeps you alive, baby. That's it. So I know. But all right, how many answers do we have left?
We have a few.
We're back on topic. Brian Carmichael, we actually have a topic.
He's actually the one that answered this next one.
Oh, he did some... Oh, what the fuck did he say, bro?
Shit is fucking boring.
Hey, yo, B's coming tomorrow, too.
Says he is. We'll see.
Nah, he signed up. I'll beat the shit out of him. Look, that's a $15 charge if you don't show up, man. Come on, B.
He got the money.
Come on, B.
All right, let me see this one. Afraid to fail, putting in time into something that isn't meant to be, then having to start all over.
That's how the Karen's answer.
Yeah, let me see. I think I had one person. Oh, that was all on the page. I got to go on my personal page because people were definitely answering this there as well. Let me see while I look at this.
A good way I look at the whole commitment thing, I wanted to sneak up on me.
This one said, afraid of potential embarrassment. This one said, maybe they're not afraid. Maybe they just know it's not for them.
Who's that person? I'm going to send them a fucking free t-shirt next year.
Next year.
2022.
This one said, lack of it or bad experiences with it.
Okay.
This one said, always looking for what they don't have.
Okay.
This one said, being trapped and losing.
Wow. And that can essentially scorn the fuck out of you, too. If you go into shit like that, that's tough. When you go into shit like that.
Yeah, this next one said, some people are afraid to give their all to one person and it not be reciprocated.
I've heard that several times.
Let me go through my other batch of answers.
Yo, this shit rang. Yo, I think one of the unofficial relationship podcasts, like, whenever we ask relationship shit, because it resonates with everybody, so they all have an answer.
Yeah, look at this one. Let me read some of these.
Oh, yeah.
Traumatic experience. One other one said, fear of missing out on another path. This one says...
So did you need a person as a path? The fuck?
I'm just reading the answers.
Opportunist. You fucking best.
I'm not afraid of it. I'd just rather not deal with someone that doesn't meet me halfway.
All these things are like, you have to experience to know that's going to happen. So that's happened to them before.
Yes.
In my opinion. Because you can say whatever. Like some girl can say, Shane, you cut your hair too much, so I don't want to be in a relationship with you. I fell in love with your curls, now you don't have your curls, I don't want to fuck with you. Like, well, you're scorned.
Yeah.
Because you know how many females are like, yo, why'd you cut your curls? I miss your curls.
Well, take a picture, it'll last longer.
There's pictures on the internet, man.
There you go. This one says, because they're afraid of seeing a therapist.
So they're assuming they gotta go.
I'm a big proponent for therapy, but
this is our therapy right here.
This one says, fear of time wasted on someone who you eventually discover never deserved your time.
That's big.
That is. And I have one more. This person DM'd me. Where is this? I don't be knowing where my apps are. She gave me like a whole diatribe. Not ready to deal with responsibilities. Not ready for someone else to see who they truly are. Not satisfied with the person. Keep seeking someone perfect.
It's a lot of words.
Yes. But yeah, thank you to all who responded. I read every single one out loud. But yeah, what's your reason for like not commitment?
I wanted to sneak up on me, yo, to be honest. I wanted just to happen straight up. Like, I don't even want to fuck with a chick. Well, I'm sorry, I hate to say it. Like, that's terrible. Fuck with a chick. I don't want to be involved with a female and be like, yo, whatever, you know, hopefully it turns into something nice. I want to just naturally fall into something. We become friends. We're chilling. The next thing you know, we're doing relationship things and we claim each other as such. I want it to sneak up on me. I don't want to go into something. Like, you know you're going to work to get paid, right? Go to work, get paid. I want to go into a situation with a female where it's just like, I hope something happens. No. You in terms, we become the people that we like that each other to be subconsciously, and it happens. I want subconscious love. I don't want to be conscious in love. You know what I'm saying? See, Karen Reeves, right? I want this shit to sneak up on me. I don't want to be like, well, exactly. If I talk to the right person, maybe not.
That's why you can't be looking for nobody. Like, I hate when people post like, oh, guys, I need a new best friend. I need a new boyfriend. But no, you can't be looking for them. They're going to look for you.
And you want to know what's crazy? Once you open that door, I hate females that say they want something. Then when a guy talks about it, like, look at this fucking creep. Right. Look at them talking. They expose them.
Right. Yeah.
You ever see a girl put up a thirst trap and then somebody comments on it and they're like, look at this. What do you expect? Your titties out, man. I'm not saying shit, but I know people that will.
Or like, when a guy's staring at you, and then you're like, oh my God, he's staring at you. Okay, what if he thinks you're pretty?
Yeah.
Don't you want to know?
There's two things that can go. He can either be a murderer or he can think you're pretty.
Yeah, like, you never know.
Or maybe you got booger in your nose. He's trying to help you out.
Maybe you just down there, right? Oh, sorry, guys. Wait, where's the black one?
I think I'm afraid of commitment now because I've been cheated on so much. So I think now I'm starting to
liberate yourself?
I don't want to say I'm in my whole phase, because it's not like I'm like actively seeking to like take shit down for real like that. I'm just kind of just chilling.
From what you tell me, it seems like your situations flow seamlessly. You know somebody for a while, you're chilling, and then hey, certain things arise.
Yeah, like I have my eyes on someone in particular.
I was going to give an answer to that. Holy shit. Like an Ash answer to that. I'm not going to say it though.
Say it.
But say that. Say what the last thing you said.
I said, I have my eyes on someone.
In your voice, do you want your put your penis on that specific someone?
That is the end game. That is the end game. But.
Slow or fast?
It depends on what she likes.
Mimosas and Sunday cartoons? That's some adult shit, man.
Sunday morning cartoons?
Mimosas and Sunday
mornings. Sunday cartoons are corny.
Hold on, wait, I gotta answer this.
Oh, who is that?
KK.
Hi, Shane. I'm so sorry for interrupting. Do you have the key so we can lock the door?
Yep, I got it.
Okay, so
all
we're
right.
Gonna lock it.
All right, cool.
Bye.
Bye. Yo, we can really get locked in here, which is the wild shit.
Oh, God. I got it. But yeah, I'm not going to be out here like pressed and over pursuing something. I needed to like, you know.
You got too much going on for that anyway.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I have too many ventures. I'm basically distracting myself to be out here being consumed with wanting to be with somebody. Plus, I need to know that the person I'm pursuing is on the same type of time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%. 100%, man. I just kind of, I would like to replicate last summer, but without the down.
My summer was pretty bad.
We were together in the park, man, talking brother to brother shit, man.
Yeah, that was the tail end of the summer.
That was the tail end?
Yeah.
Well, you're not going to replicate that.
No, man, I'm not.
That's going to change. We're doing a lot. We're doing a lot. I think April 23rd starts.
Yeah.
Three Musketeer. Summertime is going to be a little nuts.
Yeah.
Because I think after that, you, me, and Panama are going to plan a trip somewhere, hopefully.
Hopefully, that is the plan.
That'd be dope. So, shout out to that guy, man. We chilling. So, it's just, that was a good topic, man. Like I said, the unofficial relationship shit. Every time we dive into some relationship shit, it gets deep. And you see, we had, shout out to Karen and Sarah Lee stopping by, giving their perspective on it.
Cause yeah, because it's good to have a female's point of view.
And every time we get relationship, they always around, right?
Yeah.
We talk about random shit, like people storming the Capitol, there's nowhere to be. But as soon as the relationship comes, it's like that. They're like around. I'm like, oh yeah. Shit. I wish people can call in. Like, I don't want to hit nobody up. Like, call me.
I don't want no one to call me.
I mean, for right now, I mean, I want more opinions on it. But it's just don't be a piece of shit to that person, man. Like, stop.
But that's the problem.
Stop fucking up females for temporary shit.
Well, no, it could go the other way around, too. Because that's what we need to normalize as well.
Normalize.
Yeah, because it's not always the man that's like shitting on the female. Females also shit on guys. I'm a product of that.
But the thing is too, I see more of an impact when a female is fucked over.
Well, yeah, because women are, and this is where I'm going to get crucified. Women are typically more emotional than men.
I don't think you're getting crucified because.
Well, it is because
from our personal experience and from seeing it so much, we do see women getting emotional. Right? We're not making this shit up. We see it.
Yeah.
It's on social media. Not saying that men don't get emotional, because dudes be getting emotional too.
Oh, yeah.
What do they say? Water signs are emotional. So if you're a woman and you're a water sign. Now, everybody has emotion. It's how you display your emotion. I'm not fucking terminated. I got a soul. I got a heart. I describe my emotion in the gym. I let it out on the weights, man. I emotionally get involved in my fucking working out. But some people take the camera and they cry on it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's the shit I was talking about on my radio show this last week. Like, I maybe because I'm just in that middle pocket of, I don't want to sound like, oh, I'm old as shit, but I never once in my life, especially with my last, situation with my breakup, not once did I think to pull my phone out and start crying.
We got shit on IG Live. So put it like this. It's funny you say that. Now we're the older and bigger brother at the same time. Yeah. No, we're older and younger brother at the same time. That's the generation we're in. Yeah. J. Cole said it perfectly. We're the older brother and little brother at the very same time. You get it? We're the little brother to that generation. We're older brother to the ones coming up.
Yeah.
So like you said, we're in that hole. We still hold. You ever see the funny videos where they say kids from the 80s, they stub their toes, like, oh, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Kids from the 90s, ah, what the fuck? Kids now, ah.
Yeah.
I'm going to... One dude stubbed his toe, was like, ah, oh, my pussy hurts. I was like, what the fuck? That's how they're saying kids are now. And there's some kids I talk to now who look at these, their generation as soft as fuck. Like, they got to grab the camera. They need to know how people feel about what they're going through. And as soon as they hear what they don't like, they expose those people. No, they're like, who the fuck are you? I don't need your opinion. You put it out there to be opinioned on. Does that make any fucking sense?
Yeah, you gotta realize, once, even right now, like this podcast, like once I upload this, this is not my podcast anymore. This is public property. Like,
the streets?
It is. It's literally for the streets. Because what happens is like, you, the listener, have to decide whether or not you're gonna keep listening, whether you find us funny, entertaining, informative, if what we're saying makes sense. You can debate, you could be, disagree, agree, whatever. Like, it's that, this is what, when you put stuff out onto into a public platform, it's no longer yours. The same thing with art, music. Once you put it out, it's not yours.
Yep.
Like, not everyone's gonna like you.
Nope.
No matter how hard you try. So
I think that's the beauty of your opinion or your art or anything. If people don't like it, and I mean, it either goes based on this. If they don't like it, you try to fix it to what they want. Or if you want people to buy your shit, then you're going to have to convert a little bit, right? If you're doing it for the money aspect.
Yeah, but that's a whole different, like, argument.
Oh, hell yeah.
Because, like, I won't compromise my craft for the coin.
Yeah. If somebody don't like this podcast, we're not going to change
it. Well, I tell people all the time, like, before you subscribe, if you get offended by, like, just anything, don't listen.
But listen, you better subscribe, yo. That was the last person you said that to today. You better subscribe, Felicity. And I'm going to tell you to listen so you can listen for your name on a shout out. How long are we into this podcast? So I can tell you. No, I'm not going to tell her when to zoom to her name. Like, you know, she's going to skip the whole shit and just go.
We're 47 minutes in.
Holy shit.
But yeah, let's wrap up with some meaningless shit.
I do have some type of meaning. Remember I told you about the whole book thing?
Oh, you wanted to jump onto that. Go ahead.
Yeah. Let me get this out the way. So shout out to my boy Shaq, man. The only thing that doesn't make his brother's blood, like, we're that close. Shaq is always...
I like how you emphasize the word blood, because that's where I'm going after.
Oh, shit. All right, so you get a little wild. Shaq put me on to the Nipsey Hussle book. I can't wait to dive into that. And it sent me down a spiral of just buying books. I finally bought the Mamba Mentality book. My mom hooked me up a few Christmases ago with the Hurricane book by Rick Ross. So I got three good books. Hurricane, the Rick Ross book, the Nipsey Hussle book. I forgot the exact name of it. I think it's The Marathon Continues, if I'm not mistaken. And then you have the Mamba Mentality. Three dope books. Three people we can kind of... You know, you read a book about somebody like, yo, these dudes were on the street level at one point. Like, Kobe was never on the street level, but we looked up to him because of the work. So you can take the street level stuff and the whole Mamba Mentality and you can create... I can't wait to see what my mind's going to be after reading these books. They're not self-help books. Is self-help and empowerment the same shit?
I mean, it's two. It's...
Two in the same kind of?
Yeah, it's like...
Self-help books is like, yo, this is what you're going to do. If you eat breakfast and read a book every morning...
No, that's Gary V shit.
Stop eating breakfast and reading the book. Do something different. It's not one of those.
Gary V.
Yeah, I fucking struggled and I dove into my brain and made shit work.
I just want to let it be clear. I hate Gary V.
Gary Vee was rich when he started. Am I right?
I don't know, but
if you're rich coming up, I don't want to hear what the fuck. You didn't work to that. I need somebody like my pops came from being poor to where he's at now. So I'm going to listen to that man. You know what I mean?
Listen to him? You don't listen to him?
No, I'm going to listen to him. That's what I'm saying.
My dad started poor and he's still poor.
Is he functionally broke?
Mm, he's old.
He's making it happen.
He's home.
Does he enjoy a good plate of rice and beans and nice little Sunday cartoon or some shit?
And mimosas.
Papa? You don't call him Papa?
I don't call him that.
Who you calling?
Dad.
Oh. He's so Americanized.
I am American.
I'm mad Americanized and don't know Spanish, but I still love me to give Papa. You saying? I don't call my dad that shit.
Oh, man. So, speaking of blood. Dun, dun, dun. Oh, I actually have that drop. Let me see if I can.
Yo, studying find further it. Into this topic about to go into, I don't see nothing wrong. What the fuck is going on? Man.
There you go.
He's poking. Go ahead. I have a whole different perspective after reading up on it a little bit.
Reading up on what?
What you about to talk about?
Oh, so. So, I want to also, I want to preface this by saying that I hate when you get, like, called to, like, work on something and they don't use your shit.
So, oh, so you're not talking about the sneaker?
I am.
Oh.
I just want to give my boy credit.
Okay.
So, Lil Nas X did a music video. I did not see the music video. He's not typically, like, someone I would listen to, although Old Town Road is
heard he
catchy.
Did twerk on the devil in this music.
Yeah, I heard he busted it open for a real one. So, Jesus. I just want to preface this by saying my man's, like my homie, Rolando worked on a garment that was supposed to be in that music video,
yeah.
And they didn't use it. So I want to give him credit because, as a person that works behind the scenes in fashion and just like getting shit placed. It sucks that we have to work like 15 to 20 times as hard and sometimes like shit not even be used. So he was letting me know when I was out in LA for like 2-3 weeks that he was like working on a kimono for a music video and they didn't even use it. So keep your head up. I know there's going to be tons of other work coming your way. He's way too talented to,
Could he still take credit in the project even though he didn't get placed?
I mean, no, because they didn't use it. So it's like, yeah, because he was telling me before, like, all this shit was going to happen.
Yeah.
They just took a turn with the whole devil shit, so.
Yeah, the industry shit, like, I see, like, you work, like, some people, you put yourself out there for free. Like, me as a personal trainer, a group trainer or whatever, like, you know, at first, you need your subjects. But it's different, because in your, it's not called wasting time, I'm developing, we learn these skills, right? We're learning these skills as we. But it's just like, yo, they put all this into it, and they pump you up. And they're like somebody saying, yo, if you train me, I'm going to be in the NBA like right away. But somebody's telling you like, yo, you got this project. Yo, it's going to be on TV, blah, blah, blah. You bust your ass. And then all of a sudden you said they take a whole 360 with it.
Yeah, man. So I just want to preface by saying that. Like, use the fucking people that you hire and use their shit. Like, what the fuck? But anyway, so he does his music video. He's out here busting it open for the devil. Like, he's like
Lucifer.
Yeah, he was giving him the Uncle Luke vibes, and he at the same time, I know the older generation who actually listens to this will like appreciate Akinelli. He was giving him the Akinelli.
Akinelli was out of control. I can't wait to listen to that. Well, Akinelli didn't give a fuck.
Yeah, so
he's very rich now, by the way.
Yes, he's smart.
He owns several strip clubs.
Yes.
He's very rich.
Property.
But came from the projects. Came from Queensbridge Projects. Now he's a multimillionaire. Go ahead.
Yeah, so after that, he simultaneously teamed up with a brand that is called Mischief, MSCHF. And they released this Air Max 97 silhouette shoe. And they customized it. And basically, it's dubbed Satan shoes. So they customize it and everyone's in an uproar because the air bubble has a drop of human blood on the air bubble. So essentially you're walking on blood. So they made 666 pairs of this shoe.
Mm-hmm.
I think the retail is 1,000.
It's a Bible verse.
Yes, $1,018. And a lot of people, what they don't realize is that the same company made another shoe 2 years ago. Same concept. They took holy water and they put it in the air bubble of a same Air Max 97.
And nobody gave a fuck about it.
They did. Everyone was going in an uproar because of the price. Oh. So I think that was like $1,425, which is another Bible verse.
Yeah.
So that Bible verse on the holy water was essentially Jesus walking on water. So by putting the holy water in the air bubble, you're walking on water.
The marketing for that is
yes. Fire. And this one with Satan is basically they've seen Satan basically come down from the heavens, and you're walking like on snakes and scorpions. And
how come everybody can accept the good, but they can't accept the bad?
That is life, my friend. Because
what the fuck?
It's funny. People accept the good, but they'll. Let it go. I'll give you a perfect example.
The blood is nuts. Other than that,
the blood is nuts. People, when you're doing your job or you're doing good, you never get credit. You're just doing your job. The moment you fuck up, that's when they'll fucking like post you. That's why when you watch the news, there's never good news on the news. It's always bad
news. Or it's really quick.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, somebody saved a cat.
Yeah.
Oh, somebody shot up a whole fucking hospital. Nigga,
saying bad news sells.
That's why 50 Cent was so successful, bro.
Yeah.
He got shot 9 times. They kept using it.
So yeah, people are like in uproar about this whole demonic shit. I
go take care of your fucking family, man. Yeah.
I look at this as artistic thing. And as a sneaker connoisseur, as a self-proclaimed sneaker connoisseur, I appreciate the marketing. I like that they took two shoes that are essentially, because this is another thing people don't realize, because these are custom shoes. I'm going to show you the two plain shoes that they used. This is the white shoe.
Yeah.
This is the black shoe.
Yeah.
These shoes, plain, you can find at any Foot Locker, Foot Action, Champs, Finish Line, JD, on and on and on and on. This is the shoes after they're customized. It's literally the same shoe. All they added was, yeah.
Yeah, and the letters.
And the little pendants and whatever.
If you don't want to buy it, don't fucking buy it.
Well, a lot of people can't afford it. People are not spending their stimulus money on, you know.
Put it like this. Now, when I read on it, the reason why he's going so hard on this devil shit and poking fun at it, because people are saying he's going to hell for being gay.
I'm going to hell too.
No, yo, your face when you have something to say. But so now
I also want to let people know that.
Fun now, like, fuck it,
and this is my new tagline. So just get used to me saying this. A lot of people play devil's advocate. I am the devil's advocate.
You are the devil's advocate.
I'm going to hell.
This is how do you like that Joe Budden line? That they say the devil wears Prada? No, I don't.
That is true. Yeah. I don't. I wear hoodies.
I'm not religious, but I'm spiritual. Yeah, I'm
I mean, I believe in God, but.
No, but look at this. Don't buy the sneaker. Now, they were saying in general, there's a lot of blood on these sneakers anyway because they're made in sweatshops.
Yeah.
So there's already blood on your sneakers, my guy. There's already kids' blood all over these Nikes that we wear, unfortunately. Only God knows, you know what I'm saying? Or whatever you believe in, only they know. We can't say we do believe that they are sweatshops looking for Apple. There's sweatshops for everything. Shit, you're damn near a sweatshop, man. I got all these orders. You blood, sweat, and tears in these sweaters, man.
Yeah.
But you choose to do it on your own. These kids are kind of forced. Now, unless you've seen it with your own fucking eyes, shut the fuck up. Like, yo, the whole sneaker, you don't have to buy it. Mom. Use your time, knowledge, and effort on other shit. They did exactly what they wanted to do. Don't pay attention to important shit. Worry about this sneaker. And you fucking fell for it. I saw it and was like, oh, that's crazy. And went along about my fucking shit. Oh, that's an ad. I didn't repost it. I didn't take a picture of it.
Well, I
read
it
on
today.
It a little bit because I went to school for history, believe it or not. Stupid ass major. But I like researching things. But I didn't go online and say, yo, this fucking sneaker, man. I don't want nothing for that. It's like, okay, it's crazy. I don't want it even if I could afford it. I don't want it. You can Klarna a pair of fucking blood demons, whatever the fuck they call.
If you're on semen time.
Yo, if you're on semen time, wear those demon time sneakers.
I'm going to wear these. My goal, I'm going to buy a pair of these, both, and just wear nothing but these in bed.
You going to have them fight? You going to click them together?
Oh, like Dorothy?
Yeah, click them.
I wish I was home.
People just care too much about shit.
That's a flex. If you could fuck a bitch walking on water.
Jesus Christ. What? That is a bit nuts. What about walking on blood and water?
Oh, that's nasty.
Bloody water?
Oh, that's menstrual.
Oh, I got a pair of menstruals? The menstrual nines?
Ooh, the menstrual nines.
9-9. 9-9-9.
You're going to hell with me.
Wait, what does that mean?
I don't know. Yo, I'm telling you off air. Really, that's quick. Not good.
If y'all look up the 666, supposedly, it's supposed to have a divine purpose for melanated skin. Supposedly, don't quote me on that. I hate giving advice, but I heard it earlier. If you look up the real meaning of 666, they kind of turned that number to be into the devil's number when it actually meant something positive at one point. That shows you what history does. Whenever we see it negative, we see it as something negative forever, and it's not really like we can't turn it good no more.
Yeah.
Like, but I'm going to look it up, man. Do your research. Look up what 666 actually meant. We all know it has to be the whole devil bad. Like, why is the word fuck bad? Right?
There's a story under that, basically, in England. It's something like, it's an acronym or something.
Was it a rape case? Fusitional, undiscretionatory, something, something. Because my boy, like, so my boy, smart dude playing basketball, and he said the word fuck is seen as bad because it was used to describe as an acronym as a rape case. Fusitional, undiscretionatory, something, something. So that, like I said, I love history, man. I like looking shit up. But that sneaker shit should not last more than 3 minutes in your fucking brain. He's doing it to poke fun because he said, oh, word, I'm going to hell because I'm gay. Let me do all the shit to bother you guys, to poke fun at you guys, and let me get paid and be safe in my house. So please, people, take care of your kids. Take care of your home.
Hide your kids. Hide your wives.
Yeah, do all that. Take care of yourself. Protect your energy because that's all you have. Protect your family. And shut the fuck up about things that won't mean nothing in the next 2 days. Unless you're buying a fucking sneaker. Shut the fuck up.
I also want to emphasize that those... the Christ shoes, the Inri, because that's what it was called.
The Inris?
Inri.
Oh, shit.
Inri. Those white ones that I showed you, those were on StockX, but now it has since been pulled because Nike has officially made a statement that that was not a Nike product. That's just a...
That was a collaboration?
No, that was a custom. And it's just a company that bought a Nike shoe and created.
But what
that.
About this one in particular, Mischief?
It's the same company that made that one. That white one.
But they're giving all that credit to Nike right now, though. That's crazy.
Well, because they use a Nike silhouette.
Okay.
What happens is we'll see shit on Instagram because we're, like, you know, on it. So it'll funnel. Nike's such a big corporation. That's why I don't want to fucking mention this guy, but fuck it. We're here just to kind of wrap up. The Cool Kai situation.
He's still making low tops now. What the fuck? I thought he got sued.
Exactly.
Well, I saw low tops.
But that's what I'm saying. These companies, once you start getting big enough or you make it that much of a buzz, that's when Nike gets a hold of you. When you're really small town, like to us, we may look at someone like him like, yo, he's really doing it. But to Nike, you're just like, you're like a grain of sand.
There's a thousand of him, to be honest.
Of course, bro. I'll show you this picture. As we're wrapping up, I'm going to show you a picture that I've saved.
I don't know him at all.
I don't know him either. I'm going to show you this picture, and I might post this picture up on the No Cosign page just so you can see what I'm saying. This is all the shoes that came out of fake Jordan 1s in the last year, 2020.
Are those?
Every single one of those came out. As a different variation of a Jordan 1. That's a custom. And people buy it.
Those stable joints are fire, though. But they have an actual Nike symbol, so all they do is just like a Kith. Wow, that's bad.
2020 was a wild year.
Those motherfuckers are uncreative as shit.
But that's what I'm saying.
Jordan's sitting at home like, Who made this sneaker? Phil Knight? Oh, he used to own Nike back in the day.
He owned Nike.
Phil Knight, right? The creator is the man. He created a Skippy that I even have a pair of. I have the smoke gray joints.
You must be talking about Tinker Hatfield. But
Tinker Hatfield. He's the one that created the Jordan 1. Tinker is a fucking man.
And Tinker is the fucking
man. He was cool. Wasn't he like a really cool dude?
He's still cool, dude. He's alive.
His name is Tinker, for the love of God. He's so cool.
Anyway, tell people where to follow you. I'm going to play some 3-6 Mafia because 666.
Yo, remember 666. Yeah. Yo, even Drake be hitting that 666. That motherfucker's a blind. Yo, think about it. Drake's probably smart. He's probably using a positive 666. Now, believe in what you want to believe in. Take care of your kids. Protect yourself. Fuck those niggas.
If you don't want to take care of your kids, give them to me. I can still claim on my taxes.
Hey, so that time. Hey, I got to a car accident listening to the CD when it first came out when I was in Florida. They're like, throw that devil CD away. You can follow me at I Am Shane Timberlake. Follow us on at the No Cosign Podcast. Look at the picture he's going to post. We have another question. Every other day, we're going to post a question. We want y'all to answer. Talk to him, my man. Talk to him. The man, the myth, the legend.
Y'all know who the fuck I am. I'm not Shane Timberlake. So the other guy who's on there, that's me.
Yo, you're gonna be in my next bitch. We love y'all. D, thank you for listening, D. Shout out to D and Melissa who always hit me about the podcast. We appreciate y'all. Felicity, stop playing. Subscribe. Have you out.